So welcome back to the latest episode of our series, where today we're diving deep into a challenge that plagues many composers: mastering productivity. This isn't just about managing your time or hitting deadlines. It's about understanding and optimizing the core elements that contribute to effective creative work. So whether you are a seasoned composer transitioning to professional work, or someone who thrives on the freedom of composing without strict deadlines, navigating productivity in a professional setting requires a nuanced approach. So firstly, let's tackle a common misconception. More time equals more productivity. But while it seems logical, this equation overlooks two critical factors: focus and energy. So imagine you have an entire day ahead of you, let's say 12 hours to be exact, dedicated solely to composing. It sounds ideal, but without focus and energy, those hours might as well not exist. It's like having a powerful car, but no fuel to drive it. The reality is energy depletion sneaks up on us, especially when we are grinding through 12 to 14 hour days without proper breaks. And the key takeaway here: productivity isn't just about finding time, it's about making the most of our time through focused energy. Now, let's discuss strategies to boost productivity, starting with eliminating distractions. In our hyper-connected world, distractions are the norm, not the exception. From relentless notifications to the allure of social media, it's no wonder our focus is fractured. So I personally found a significant improvement in my productivity when I turned off notifications on my devices. Simple as that. It's a simple action with profound impact. Research backs this up, showing we are distracted every 15 minutes on average, and it takes us around 20 minutes to refocus. Of course, the number may vary a little bit depending on what study you're reading, but generally, it always takes us longer getting back on focus. So by cutting out these interruptions, we can protect our focus and deepen our engagement with our work. Another game changer for productivity is leveraging technology to our advantage, specifically through apps designed to analyze and enhance how we work. Take RISE, for example. So this is RISE, like the word rice, but with a Z. So take this app that tracks your desktop activity to provide insights into your productivity patterns. So by understanding where your time goes, you can make informed adjustments to your workflow, targeting efficiency and effectiveness. Identifying your biological prime time, or the so-called BPT, is another critical strategy. We all have moments during the day when we are naturally more alert, creative, and productive. And these are the golden hours when composing feels less like work and more like a flow state. Discovering and capitalizing on these periods can exponentially increase your output, even if it means working fewer hours overall. Also, maintaining energy levels is crucial, and this involves looking beyond just work hours to consider lifestyle choices that support sustained productivity. Regular sleep, exercise, and leisure time are not just nice to haves. They are essential components of a productive life. It's about finding a balance that allows for intense focus and creativity during work hours, balanced by genuine rests and recuperation. One of the most powerful productivity strategies is breaking down larger projects into smaller, more manageable tasks. And this approach, known as chunking, reduces the overwhelm that comes with big, complex projects by focusing on one small piece at a time. So for composers, this might mean focusing on just the intro of a track or the development of a single theme in a session, or just the structure of a track. And this method not only makes the work more manageable, but also provides a sense of progress and achievement that fuels further productivity. So to build on this, let's consider the role of routine and rituals in enhancing productivity. Establishing a daily routine that includes dedicated blocks of time for focused work, along with breaks and periods for exercise or relaxation, can create a rhythm that supports sustained creativity and productivity. Rituals, whether it's starting the day with a particular type of music, a walk, or a cup of tea, can signal to your brain that it's time to focus, enhancing your ability to dive into deep work quickly. Another aspect worth exploring is the environment in which you work. The spaces we inhabit can significantly influence our mood, energy, and focus. For composers, creating a workspace that inspires creativity while minimizing distractions can be transformative. Whether it's through the use of lighting, plants, or the arrangement of your instruments and equipment, optimizing your physical space can have a profound impact on your productivity. Incorporating feedback loops into your workflow is also invaluable. Regularly reviewing your work, seeking input from peers, and reflecting on your progress can provide insights that drive improvement. So this continuous loop of creating, reviewing, and refining not only enhances the quality of your work, but also keeps you engaged and motivated, key components of productivity. So lastly, understanding and managing mental and emotional states is essential for maintaining high productivity. Stress, burnout, and creative blocks are real challenges that can derail even the most disciplined composer. Developing strategies to manage these states, from mindfulness practice to seeking support from a community of peers, is vital for sustaining long-term productivity. So by embracing these strategies, focusing on managing distractions, leveraging technology, optimizing our schedules around our biological prime time, maintaining our energy, and breaking tasks into manageable chunks, we create a robust framework for sustained productivity. But the journey doesn't end here. Productivity is an evolving practice, tailored by personal experience and shaped by individual needs and challenges. So to wrap it up, boosting productivity is a complex task, particularly for composers navigating the ever-changing landscape of the music industry. So thanks again for joining me on this exploration of productivity principles in the realm of music composition. It's been a pleasure to share insights and strategies aimed at enhancing your creative process. And always remember, the journey to greater productivity is a nuanced one, especially in the dynamic world of music. If you ever find yourself needing guidance or support, please do not hesitate to reach out and contact me. Your creative endeavors are important, and I'm here to help you navigate the challenges and triumphs that come with them. Thanks.